Exclusive: Nevada's Sam Brown endorses Trump for president. By Matthew Boyle on January 12, 2024. Nevada GOP U.S. Senate candidate Sam Brown is formally backing former President Donald Trump for president in 2024, Breitbart News has learned exclusively. Brown backed Trump for president ahead of the Iowa caucuses in a statement provided exclusively to Breitbart News ahead of its public release. Brown's statement noted that Democrats, like President Joe Biden and his opponent Senator Jackie Rosen, DNV, have pursued policies that hurt the country and Nevada. But with Trump back in the White House and him in the Senate instead of Rosen, then Nevadans can return to the policies of prosperity seen in the Trump administration. Under President Trump's America First policies, Nevadans thrived with higher household incomes and tax cuts, lower energy prices because of American energy independence, and an immigration policy that enforced our laws and secured our borders. But Jackie Rosen and Joe Biden reversed that progress and replaced the American dream with the American nightmare, Brown said. As a parent with school-aged children, a combat veteran, a former warehouse worker, and small business owner who was pursuing the American dream with my wife, we supported President Trump's re-election with our time, voices, and votes. The past 3 years of Joe Biden's reckless decisions, with hyperpartisan support from Jackie Rosen, have left most Nevadans in a worse place and America in a weaker position on the global stage. This is the tragic reality we face. It is what drove me to run for U.S. Senate and stand up for Nevadans against Jackie Rosen. We must vote out the politicians responsible for destroying the American dream. It's time for Nevada Republicans to unite our ticket to defeat Joe Biden and Jackie Rosen in November. I'm endorsing Donald J. Trump for president in 2024 because he has proven he can deliver on the results Nevada needs, and I believe he will deliver on them again. I look forward to winning in November and working with President Trump to return hope, security, and opportunity to Nevadans and all Americans. Trump has been cleaning up with endorsements as of late, and Brown is just the latest in a long line of GOP figures formally backing him. On Thursday, as Breitbart News exclusively reported, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry endorsed Trump. He has also recently picked up endorsements from Senate GOP Conference Chairman Senator John Barrasso, RY, Senator Tom Cotton, RR, and the entire House GOP leadership team. Brown, a former U.S. Army captain with a Purple Heart and Bronze Star, was hit with a roadside bomb while serving in Afghanistan and left with burns on 30% of his body and visible scarring. He ran for U.S. Senate in Nevada in 2022, but came up short in the primary. The National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, recruited him to run again in 2024, and its chairman, Senator Steve Daines, R. Mount, an early Trump endorser, has endorsed Brown. Sam Brown's life of service and sacrifice is an inspiration to all Americans, Daines said when he launched his campaign. I'm very pleased that Sam is stepping up to run for the U.S. Senate. Brown set fundraising records at the end of last year, raising more than any challenger to an incumbent senator had ever done in Nevada history. According to Brown's campaign, the former U.S. Army officer raised a massive $1.85 million in the fourth quarter last year, more than any challenger to an incumbent running for re-election in Nevada history, Fox News's Brandon Gillespie reported earlier this week. When combined with his third-quarter fundraising, Brown's campaign brought in a whopping $3.04 million, also a record for that combined time frame. Nevada is a critically important general election swing state in both the presidential race and in the battle for the U.S. Senate. It's also an early presidential state, with GOP caucuses coming up in February. Trump tops all challengers there in public polling with a gargantuan lead. The latest survey released this week, from Emerson College, showed Trump up 65% over his next closest competitor, with a whopping 73% support in the caucuses. As for the general election, Trump has led Biden in Nevada in every single poll conducted since the end of October 2023, a great sign for the former president and a horrible sign for the current president. Nevada is one of the few swing states Trump did not win in 2016 and 2020, and while the state has been trending more blue in recent years, Nevada did elect Trump-backed GOP Governor Joe Lombardo in 2022, the only state that year that saw Governor's Manchin flip from Democrat control to GOP control. Rosen, the Democrat incumbent senator, is in her first term in the U.S. Senate. She was first elected in the 2018 midterm elections when Trump was president, after having served one term in the U.S. House of Representatives. Brown, in an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday on Sirius XM 125 The Patriot Channel last year, laid out how Rosen has in her time in the Senate been a steadfast foot soldier for Biden's radical agenda. She has never broken with Biden on any major issue and always done whatever her party wants, consequences for Nevadans be damned. If Republicans are able to take the seat in the Senate in 2024, it would be a massive victory for the GOP. For Republicans to regain the Senate majority, they need to take a net 2 seats back from Democrats or 1 seat plus the White House. 1 seat, the one currently held by Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, is poised to flip to GOP control after Manchin's retirement announcement. But in addition to that, Republicans have pickup opportunities in Ohio, Montana, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and, of course, Nevada. The GOP could also possibly take seats in other states like Minnesota, New Mexico, Virginia, or New Jersey this year, too. Republicans are only defending 2 major seats, the ones currently held by incumbent Senators Rick Scott, RFL, and Ted Cruz, RTX, both of whom are running for re-election.